Speaking of Women's Health presents. Speaking of Women's Health podcasts. Health information podcasts with health and lifestyle experts from across the country. I'm your host, Leslie Burford. Episode number 8 with Dr. Rachel Pauls. Welcome back to Speaking of Women's Health. And we are still with Dr. Rachel Pauls. Thanks for joining us again today.
Oh, thank you.
Very generous with your time. We're going to talk about something that's really important to many women, and we've heard this over and over, heavy periods. Sure. So many women suffer needlessly, it seems, with the pain and the discomfort and just the aggravation, but there are lots of therapeutic options now.
Definitely. There's been a lot of new technology and new treatments that have come out maybe in the last 10 or 15 years. I guess with any patient that's having heavy periods, it'd be important to start out with medical treatment. And most of the time that concentrates initially on things like ibuprofen, high-dose ibuprofen to help reduce cramping and bleeding, and then often hormonal treatments, either that might be birth control pills, or something like Depo-Provera injections, which help thin the lining of the uterus, regulate cycles, and decrease the amount of bleeding. Other treatments that are somewhat newer, that are a little bit, again, less invasive, there's an intrauterine device, or an IUD, which is progesterone-containing. And that device can be inserted in the uterus in a simple office visit. It takes about 10 minutes. And then over time, that will release progesterone, which impacts the lining of the uterus and can cause thinning of the lining and reduce the periods for a lot of women. They might stop having periods altogether. Now, not everybody's a candidate for these devices. Oftentimes, you have to have a normal uterine cavity, no problems with any potential cancer. So for women who might have a very large uterus or a lot of fibroids, then they might not be the best option. For women who have heavy bleeding due to fibroids, again, first making sure there's no other concern for cancer or precancer in the uterus with a simple biopsy. And a pelvic ultrasound can also be very helpful in looking at the size and number of the fibroids. But those may be treated through hysteroscopic or resection of the fibroids, which means a little camera is placed in the uterus, and sometimes you can remove the fibroids that way in a surgical procedure. Another procedure that can be done in the operating room as an outpatient would be an endometrial ablation, which is a procedure where the lining of the uterus is usually heated up to a certain temperature and is essentially burned so that the lining no longer has as heavy flow and as heavy bleeding with the menstrual cycle.
So what's the recovery from
For treatment? Endometrial ablation, patients would go home that day and really very minimal discomfort, some discharge, possibly bleeding for a period of time, maybe some cramping, but really very minimal discomfort and very well-tolerated procedure.
So perhaps measured against the pain and aggravation you had with the heavy periods, the treatment and recovery may be no big deal.
Absolutely. For a lot of women, and this is a simple procedure that can really improve their quality of life. It doesn't guarantee that the periods will be completely gone, but a lot of times it reduces them enough that they're much more manageable. Wow. Another less invasive option is something called uterine artery embolization, which is a procedure done generally by radiologists in which and usually this is most successful when a woman has bleeding due to fibroids, but the radiologist would identify the vessels that were traveling to the fibroids and actually embolize them or put a small coil-type material or sort of plug up those vessels so that they would bleed less and with the periods, and thus improve the symptoms of heavy periods. And oftentimes the fibroids can actually shrink as a result of that. At the end of the day, though, for a lot of women, they want a more permanent cure, and the hysterectomy is really the best way to completely alleviate the problem if you're completed your childbearing. Mm-hmm. And there's now, again, much less invasive ways of performing hysterectomy with quicker recovery times.
So here's the big question that we hear more than a few times out in our conferences. How do I know my periods are heavy? Is there a measurement? I mean, it would seem to me if you're in that much pain, it's probably outside of the ordinary.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're pretty bad at gauging how heavy is heavy.
Everybody's different, right?
Right, and I think that they've done studies where they've looked at how much actual blood women flow during their periods, and even when you think you're very heavy, it's actually not as much as you would think. But for women who really have heavy flow, they might be soaking a pad every hour.
Oh.
Sometimes, you know, tampons and pads at the same time. But a really good way would be to measure a woman's blood count and see if she's anemic due to her periods. And if it's really that much flow that it's causing some anemia, then it's likely to be significant and probably should be addressed.
Okay. Well, there's
but the fact of the matter is we're talking about quality of life too. And if it's you feel that your flow is so heavy that you're not able to go about doing regular activities. This is an event that's happening every 28 days for maybe a week, sometimes longer.
It's a quarter of your life.
That's a huge amount of time and energy devoted, in addition to, you know, expensive pads and tampons and messiness. And, you know, you shouldn't have to live with it if it's really that bothersome.
So exactly, there's the word. If it's bothersome to you, it's worth talking to your physician
about.
Absolutely,
yeah, definitely.
That's it. Thank you, Dr. Paul.
Thank you.